Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woostling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emil Ade. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Emil Ade. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off it and towards Gehringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Fonseca trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ade fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Adey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus strikes out. There goes Alexander. The throw from Sewell to Gardner, and Alexander is out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Miller scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Averill moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Lil Stoner now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Averill scores. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Morgan scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-2, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woestling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Uhel pinch hits for Lil Stoner. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Miller bunts for a single. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Miller scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heilman tags and scores. Alexander tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-4, Indians. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lind bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea throws to Woosling, and they have Morgan in a rundown. The throw to McManus, who applies the tag, and Morgan is out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woestling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Heine Scubble pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 10-5 Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Billings now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Miller bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first, with Billings covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Sewell moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Jameson moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 11-5, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 11-7, Indians. Wes Farrell now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-3 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woestling hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Josh Billings. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Augie Prudhomme now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lind bunts towards the mound. Prudhomme fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 12-7, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Prudhomme fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. Heilman moves to second. It's 12-9, Indians. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.